Animals had no place in my home of Shadrapar. We were civilized. Life was humanity. Animals belonged in books. The fecundity of the jungle was a rioting horror. Birds with necks like serpents hunched on branches at the water's edge, watching the boat. The air whined with insects. I was bitten within a moment of stepping outside, and the biters themselves were prey to larger bugs that darted and zigzagged over the water. Some were as large as my hand. A lizard a man's length long caught my eye, basking in the oppressive heat, its head decorated by a crest of lurid red. Wherever there was nothing to be seen, there was the suggestion of life. A sound, a movement. The trees thronged with unseen man-eaters.
"What's the problem?"
asked the one man there who was neither convict nor crew.
"Weeds have choked the prop," said the captain.
He was a solid, brutal-looking man. Anyone would have to be half mad to start with to make a living shipping into those fetid stews.
"Good,"
his questioner said. And then, after some reflection,
"And that means what then?"
"It means this batch of the cargo gets to go down there and cut it loose."
I was better educated than either of them and knew what a prop was. The idea of being lowered into that poisonous river made me feel ill. On land, no matter what the beast, there is a chance, a warning. In the water it is different. A sudden tug, some expanding ripples, then nothing to show that a man was ever there. I knew some of what was supposed to live this far east. There were a dozen separate volumes of Trethowen's bestiary that I dragged my way through at the academy. Trethowen himself had never returned from his 13th expedition.